This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
So, what was Donald Trump's effect on the primaries yesterday? Political analysts are looking at that after Wyoming Republican Congresswoman Liz Cheney, a fierce Trump critic, lost her primary race to a rival backed by the former president. Cheney is vowing to do whatever it takes to make sure Donald Trump never becomes president again.
If we do not condemn the conspiracies and the lies, if we do not hold those responsible to account, we will be excusing this conduct, and it will become a feature of all elections. America will never be the same.
Another Republican, Alaska Senator Lisa Murkowski, is going to the general election, as is Sarah Palin, who Donald Trump supports in Alaska's race for a House seat. Former President Trump's one-time lawyer Rudy Giuliani is scheduled to appear in an Atlanta courtroom this morning. A grand jury is investigating efforts to influence the 2020 election in Georgia. The AP's Donna Warder.
It's not clear how much the former New York mayor and Trump attorney will be willing to say now that Giuliani's lawyers have been told that he's the target of the investigation. The Fulton County District Attorney opened an investigation after the disclosure of a phone call on January 2, 2021, between Trump and Georgia Secretary Brad Raffensperger, in which Trump suggests that Raffensperger could find the votes needed to flip the election results in Georgia.
American journalist Austin Tice disappeared while covering conflict in Syria in 2012. This morning, Syria is denying that it's holding him or other Americans, accusing President Biden of making misleading and illogical statements about Syria, including what it calls baseless accusations that Syria kidnapped or is holding American citizens, including Austin Tice. This is AP News. Medical experts have a warning about monkeypox and your pet.
Health officials are warning people who are infected with monkeypox to stay away from household pets, since the animals could be at risk of catching the virus. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention for months has had the advice in place, but it gained new attention after a report from France published last week in the medical journal Lancet about an Italian greyhound that caught the virus by sleeping with its infected owners. CDC disease ecologist Jeff Doty says such contact should be limited.
We would obviously recommend that people don't sleep with their animals if they have monkeypox, and reducing other types of close contact, such as hugging, snuggling, kissing, and licking, and that kind of thing.
The CDC says pets that come in close contact with a symptomatic person should be kept at home and away from other animals and people for 21 days after the most recent contact. I'm Norman Hall.
The Dow gained 239 points yesterday. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.